Welcome to another edition of Wholesaler Mastermind Radio. This is Rob Shore, and you probably know by now you can find us on iTunes at Wholesaler Mastermind Radio. We are really privileged today to have Anthony Anarino with us. Anthony is a blogger extraordinaire at The Sales Blog, and he has a rich history educating and informing sales professionals, and I asked him to join us today to bring some of that really blocking and tackling sales experience over to our Wholesaler Masterminds and Wholesaler Masterminds Radio. Anthony Anarino, welcome to Wholesaler Mastermind Radio.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks for having me here.
It's absolutely my pleasure. So we were talking a little bit earlier before the show started about kind of three fundamental ideas and beliefs that you have for sales professionals across industries that you think are really going to be impactful in this year that's shaping up to be pretty good, 2011. Can you tell us what those three things are?
This is a great question and an easy question for me because I stick to the big themes of sales. And most of the time, if salespeople are struggling, it's because they're missing on the execution. It's not that we don't know what to do. It's that we're not executing on it well enough. And those three areas for me are what I call first targeting the dream client. And this is a client for whom we can do jaw-dropping, breathtaking, earth-shattering, revolutionary work. And we're going to create so much value that by creating that value, we're going to be able to capture a piece for ourselves and our companies.
Okay. What would the second one be?
The second one would be creating value at the prospecting stage. And because people are busier than they've ever been, it's important that they understand how are they going to benefit from spending time with us as salespeople.
And finally,
relationships.
Yeah.
And ultimately, the game of sales is about relationships. And you need to develop the relationships and the network of relationships that you need long before you need them to win in sales today.
I want to be able to do a deeper dive on each of those three. But before I do, I want to remind our audience that just like always, Wholesaler Mastermind Radio is brought to you by I Carry the Bag, the official magazine of wholesaling. It's the only magazine you're going to pick up that covers the art, science, and lifestyle of wholesaling. If you sign up today for $79.99, you're going to get print and digital for yourself, and your internal partner's going to get digital for free. Head over to iCarryTheBag.com to get started. Anthony, let's go back and talk about each one of these with some detail. Target dream clients. What am I calling a dream client, and how am I going to target these people? I call them elephants sometimes, but you know that might just be a big producer. You're talking about a dream client. Tell me more.
Yeah, and so a dream client is somebody that by coming in and helping them, we're going to be able to create and produce better results for them than our competitors would. They fit in our sweet spot. We can do great work for them, and by doing great work for them, we can capitalize on that and profit ourselves. And I want to differentiate that. This makes it easier to think about it. A prospect is a prospect is a prospect. Maybe they're not in our wheelhouse. Maybe we could do okay work for them, but we're not going to be exciting as a value creator for them, and they're not really going to be exciting as a prospect for us. And I'll also differentiate this from what I call a nightmare client. And the nightmare client is I've got to hit quota. I need to hit some activity numbers. This guy is receptive. He's willing to see me or she's willing to see me. I can't really create any value for them. They really can't do anything to help me hit my numbers, but I'm going to spend my time with them anyway. And so salespeople need to be diligently focused at the top end of this, which is the dream client. And by focusing there where all of the value creation exists, they produce better results for their clients. By producing better results for their clients, they produce better results for themselves. They generate referrals, and they're able to grow their portfolio of accounts that they serve. And so that's why directing your attention there is such a benefit. And doing anything less than that steals your time and steals your ability to really generate the results you want.
Okay. I couldn't agree more and love all of those points. And I'm sure that goes right back into your point number two. How are we going to be able to create value at prospecting? Now, I spend a lot of time talking with my clients about, you know, why should I care? What's so special about separating yourself from the vast sea of sameness from other wholesalers? What ideas do you have about creating value at that prospecting stage?
There's a couple things, and I love the vast sea of sameness because ultimately that's the first fight and the first sale that we have to win, and that's the differentiation battle. And where salespeople tend to fall short is expressing in a monetary term or with some sort of metric value that they can actually create. So it's not enough to say, Rob, this is Anthony. I'd like to come by and talk to you about myself and my services. That might have been okay 20 years ago. But now, because people are time-starved, they're being asked to do more with fewer resources than at any time in history. You've got to be able to say, Rob, I want some of your time, and I want to tell you, for our clients that we've brought on in the last quarter that look like you, we've given them a 17% improvement in revenue, and that's translating to about a 9% increase in gross margin, and that's beating my competitors by 50%. Now you're an interesting person to talk to. If you can help them with their business challenges, if you can help them produce better results for their clients, and you're able to justify that and talk about it in a way that makes sense to them, it can pull you out of the pack and make you a value creator instead of a time waster. And ultimately, the game of prospecting is prove to me that you're not going to waste my time. I've heard people that sounded like you. They looked a lot like you. Their business card looked a lot like yours. They all wasted my time. You're going to have to express to me some reason that I should trust you.
Absolutely important. And by the way, I do want to mention, I alluded to it earlier, Anthony is prolific in the amount of content that he churns out at thesalesblog.com, thesalesblog.com. So if you guys are listening, I suggest you head there and read some of this stuff where he'll expound on this. And conversely, dig through the archives of Wholesaler Masterminds, because you're going to find some of these topics, of course not all, they're unique to Anthony and his ideology, but you'll find some of these topics spun uniquely for our business and our experience as financial services wholesalers. So let's get to this third one now. This is relationship. Build them before you need them. You know, I think as sales professionals, we spend a lot of time building relationship with our producers after the fact that they've become producers. You're tackling this from a little bit of a different angle. Tell me about that, please.
Yeah, and the angle is that ultimately the trigger event for anybody to buy anything is that they're not getting the result that they need. And so once they recognize that, if someone else already has developed those relationships, then those people have an advantage over us as salespeople. So I think that the relationships have to be built before you need them. You want to be front of mind, known, and when we go back to point two, known as a value creator, before any dissatisfaction or any opportunity occurs. And then once that opportunity occurs, or your prospective dream client is dissatisfied, snap, they know exactly who they're supposed to be calling, because you've got a history of working that relationship. You've got a history of being a value creator. You're a known entity in your front of mind, so it's very easy for them to pick up the phone and say, look, I know Rob. Rob's been here. He provided us with these three ideas over the last couple of months. I'm not going to call anybody else. Rob can handle this for me. And ultimately, that's the game that we want to play as salespeople. Be there. Be known. Have the relationships in your bag before you need them.
Oh, before we put a wrap on this, I want to ask you a follow-up question, something we haven't talked
sure.
about before the interview here today. But along those lines, as a sales professional then, how am I going to make the decision? How much time I want to invest? Building the relationship of a prospect so I have good, solid root system that they can call upon when someone else fails them. How do I make sure I'm not over-investing in those people versus my book of business?
Yeah, so let's go back to point one, and that's targeting dream clients. We know who these people are. We've identified them as fitting into our wheelhouse. These are the kind of people we can create great value for. And you don't really have time to invest in somebody who's just merely a prospect or somebody who's a nightmare client who you're just filling your time with. And ultimately, you have to protect your time by deciding in advance who you want and why you want them, and then spending time there. Those are the only people that you can afford to spend time with if you're going to produce results.
Very, very valuable insight.
One last point.
Yeah, please.
I carry the bag. Not only can you go to my site to get my content, but in the next issue of I Carry the Bag, we've got competing against your weight class, right?
We do. We're going to talk about competing against your weight class, and specifically it's going to be a story about how wholesalers that maybe aren't working for the 1,100-pound gorillas, and no offense to all you guys that are working for the 1,100-pound gorillas, but how are you going to compete when maybe you don't have the same scale and size as the distributor that is next to you? And Anthony's got some very specific ideas about that, and that's actually how we initially had a phone dialogue, because I was so interested in what he was saying about that topic. Last thing I want to mention, Anthony, is that you've just fired up the Future Selling Institute. If you want information about Future Selling Institute, you can get it, Anthony, at futureSellingInstitute.com. Is that correct?
FutureSellingInstitute.com, that's right.
FutureSellingInstitute.com, or you can pick up the information over at thesalesblog.com. Future Selling Institute is designed specifically for sales managers or those that aspire to be sales managers. He and his team are going to help you through that process. Anthony Annarino, I deeply appreciate you taking time to speak to my listeners at Wholesaler Mastermind Radio. We look forward to reading your work in I Carry the Bag, and I hope we can have you back again.
Anytime. Thanks, Rob.
My pleasure.